you're really not that well endowed. You smell horribly. You don't work. You're a slob. Now you're peeing the bed. Really?
She'd let you put it anywhere, Pippa.
I bet Pippa's... I bet those girls can be just as dirty as the porn girls, but they do it in a classy way.
Yeah. So she goes to sleep, she puts a rat trap to clean it away.
Chubby Ray.
Hello, hello. It is the Chubby Ray Show. I'm Ray Light, along with the one and only DC.
Yes, hello.
And Sean Chubbalint joining us as well.
Yo.
Sean is joining... DC is joining us from his office at home. I am in the studio, and Sean is in his lonely car.
Yeah, Route 4, another disastrous weekend.
Why is your car so lonely? What happened?
Oh, my car is not so lonely. It is me, but it's my car is not pathetic like me. In fact, it's nice and clean. You know, it was all ready for show. And
you were ready for show to do what? Did you have a date tonight?
I thought so, but I bought tickets and basically put money in a wood chipper, so.
Oh, no. All right.
Yeah.
So you invited somebody for a date. They said they'd go.
You know, you just never know what the hell's going on. It's like, I don't know. You know, some people want to communicate through Facebook, and you wonder if they see everything that you write, you know?
Right.
So, based on everything, we were going to meet this evening at such and such time. Then none of my messages were being seen, and, you know, here.
Well, how do you
sit and I bought,
how do you
I
know her?
Tickets.
How do you know this girl?
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's just the weirdness of my life. I have a bunch of, people that I'll see, you know, old listeners. Somebody I might see, you know, once, twice a year. You know, it's just that kind of nuttiness.
Oh, like some girl that you had a connection with at one point?
You know, yeah, one of those deals.
So you guys discuss going out to do something?
Yeah.
So you buy tickets to go. What were you going to go do? What were you going to see?
This is Rhonda Vincent. She's kind of like Alison Krauss on roids. Oh, and she's over in Decatur.
Was she a hillbilly singer or something?
You know, kind of like a rock and bluegrass deal. I know, it's something that would make you pull your teeth out.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to see that. I think I'd rather pull fingernails out or something. But so this girl you know, she wants you to go to this date with her, or go on a date with her.
Yeah. So I basically, set a time. I don't know how much money I'm going to have.
Right.
So I said, well, let's pick the time.
Right.
I'll figure out the activity later. And that's one of the ideas I floated was this get together.
Oh, maybe she didn't like, maybe she'd like us. She didn't know who this person was. DC, have you ever heard of this person?
No.
I forgot her name. Rhonda something, right?
Rhonda Vincent, of Rhonda Vincent and the Rage fame.
I have no idea.
I teed that up. You compared her to.
Yeah.
I teed that idea up before.
DC doesn't even know who the hell Alison Krauss is. So he doesn't even get the reference.
Yeah. So I teed it up before I pulled the trigger, but it's just, you know.
Maybe she knew who the person was?
Yeah. I was excited. I got my check today from ABC working at that. You remember when I was at your house and those elephants?
I remember, yeah. You did a story for ABC. Sean did a story for ABC News. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to, and if we need to edit it out, I will, but Sean had to do a story live from outside of a zoo, and he did it from my yard.
You know, I didn't even really think of that much. I just kind of do a voicer, you know, when there's
you never news, specifically. You know, I will say, you never said you were outside the zoo. I think they just assumed you were there.
There isn't a tree, right?
Well, he doesn't. Here's the deal. It's not like Sean lied. He can't help what they assume. Well, he did and all his facts were correct. He got the stories. He made the calls down there. He just did it from my front yard instead of outside the zoo.
You're right. Over the roof, so it sounded like I was outside.
And listen, I got enough fucking pets in this house. Technically, this is a zoo.
Well, and there's the raccoon.
And you're right. We currently have a raccoon living in our tree.
Oh, congratulations.
Anybody who's friends with my wife on Facebook, you have seen pictures of this freaking raccoon. She puts and the raccoon thinks it's like another pet. Because the raccoon sees us taking out the dogs and stuff. And then we'll hang out with the dogs and we'll play. And then this sees the cats, like the cats are always going in and out and we're playing with the cats. I think the raccoon feels like it's just another one of those animals, like, oh, those are those nice people that play with pets or play with animals, so I'm just going to hang out with them. So we have this raccoon, which is probably just some wild, rabid beast, living in a tree in my front yard, and it thinks it's part of the family. It's very odd. I wait for any moment. For any moment, I wait for the raccoon to turn on us and try to murder us in our sleep. And my niece, you know, my niece lives in my basement, and she left. She leaves her window open sometimes, so that our cats can go in and out her window in her room downstairs. And the cats will just leave out her, and her window goes to the backyard. So the cats will just go right out the window, and they'll go walk around and hang out, and then they'll come back in. And I told her, I said, you got to close that window. She goes, why? I said, because that raccoon is the raccoon's going to say, oh, well, that's where the animals get in and out. I think I'm going to go ahead and go out just like those other animals.
And well, I said, if the raccoon's female, you know, and it gets pregnant.
Yeah, it probably
really
is.
Looking for a place. It probably a nice warm place to hang out.
That's why I think it's hanging out in the tree. I think it could be a pregnant female raccoon. So that's gonna come. She's gonna come home from partying one night, and it's gonna be raccoon babies. She's gonna have
congratulations,
freshly born.
Your home's been. You have a raccoon nursery,
and I'll tell you, I can't imagine anything on this earth smelling worse than raccoon placenta. I imagine that can't be. I imagine that can't be a pleasant smell at all.
I would think not.
And I'll tell you what. Nothing ruins sheets like rodent placenta. Nothing. I mean, except maybe human placenta. But I would think wildlife placenta. So I'm not sure if a raccoon's a rodent. I don't think it is. But wildlife placenta, that's got to be a sheet ruiner there. I don't think you can wash that out. I think you got to burn those.
Yeah, you're off to like the JCPenney white sale after that.
That's what I think.
You're screwed.
So, you know, unless that happens, though, bottom line is, unless that happens, then we will not have a worse night than Sean.
Oh, just pathetic.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, and I've done these, you know, those world record games I've done before.
Yes.
I helped with the world record baseball and basketball games.
That's right.
Doing public address and all that. So they had the world record soccer game over there in Carlinville at Blackburn. I thought, okay, I can either A, see my friend who lives in Carlinville, or help out with that. My friend from Carlinville, she's in St. Louis, and then I go to the world record soccer game, and these guys are just walking around like the walking dead, because they started playing soccer Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Oh my God, they're still playing?
Yeah, they look horrible. And you know, I said, hey, you guys want any public address help or you need any sponsor plugs? And they go, no, we just need to keep the music going. So, you know, that was another failed mission.
Oh, boy.
And I was standing by the goal talking to the guy before I left. I got a ball kicked about as hard as it could be kicked to smack dab into my gut while I'm not looking.
Okay, but you. Can I ask what the score is after 3 days?
Oh my God! I think they broke 100. I don't know what. I didn't actually find out what the score was, and no one's announcing it. And
are they the same guys that have been playing, or are there different guys coming out to play?
You know what? The way they usually do this thing, they basically rotate teams. They basically each side is essentially two. Each team has enough, I guess, enough players to have like two full rotations of teams, but you can't have much more than that. You're not allowed to have much more than that. So basically, one part of the team sleeps, and the other part plays. And like in this case, they have tents out there.
Wow. And they're raising money for what?
Children's Hospital. It was actually organized by the Blackburn College soccer coach. His, two-year-old had some kind of cancer, and Children's Hospital, St. Louis Children's Hospital, saved the kid's life. So they're trying to raise money for Children's Hospital. Great cause.
Well, that's nice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, I don't know if it's worth playing soccer for all those days, but...
Oh, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Seems nice enough.
So I had no idea.
How much of your time did you waste doing that?
They didn't need me.
Oh, see? I was under the impression you were there for some time. You're saying that it was hardly any time at all.
Oh. No, they pretty much said, we really need music to keep us going. We really don't need a boring... I mean, they didn't say it, but I could feel it.
Huh.
We don't need a boring PA guy.
I'll be darned.
So we had three nice little conversations, had a hot dog and ice skedaddle with my last remaining money on hand, and skedaddled.
That's our Shawnee.
Yeah, that's my, and then people saying, well, you should enjoy resting or enjoy your alone time. It's like, well, I get when people say that because I've been in that position where, you know, like an everybody loves Raymond kind of life.
Right.
Where you have no privacy. I totally get people saying they like that. But when that's all you have, it kind of loses its flavor.
Yep.
Yeah, life's a nutty thing.
Oh, boy.
See, yep, just walking around through life like a ghost. How's your weekend?
Mine's good. DC, what about you?
Oh, slow.
Yeah, my weekend's great. I love slow. Slow's what I'm into.
Yeah.
Slow is what I like. I'm all about slow. Slow weekend, that's perfect for me.
Cleaned out the DVR.
Yeah, there you go.
Trade paperbacks.
Certainly nothing wrong with that. Yeah, so we had softball practice today. I did that. And then I went and I bought a treadmill today.
Ooh.
Wanted to get a treadmill, so I found one. Went and looked at it, and it worked, so I did that. That's been my day. And then I played MLB 14 The Show, and I was engrossed. I mean, I was engrossed in a great game, and as soon as I got done with it, we started this show. So my day's been great. So let's get into some things that are going on. Let's talk about some things going on in the world. By the way, they still haven't found that plane. That plane has still not been found. And there are still people... There are people that still think the plane is going to get found. By the way, the plane is never going to be found.
No.
They're not going to find this plane. There is too much ocean in this world and not enough plane. So it's never going to be found. But there are people that are still not satisfied with the... people are not satisfied with the answer of, well, it's just lost and we're not going to find it, you know. So because of that, they have to, they're still out there looking for the plane.
Can you imagine just the, and if it's not, the kind of condition.
I couldn't understand.
I mean, that's.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. What was that?
Oh, just the kind of condition where, I mean, if the plane went down there, I mean, and it went all the way.
There's so much.
It was just it'd be like some redneck crushing aluminum can.
Yeah. And then it's Pacific, it's Indian Ocean, and the plane, after the, you know, if the plane hit the water, it shattered, and everything sunk. They're never going to find it. I mean, right, DC? They're never going to find the plane.
No. I think you lost Johnny there.
It's never going to be found. So why would they, you know, why are they so, adamant about looking for the damn thing?
I don't know. How often does this happen, too?
Well, it's, I tell you what, it's not very often when it goes off the map like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's why this one has been interesting. Because usually, you know, when these planes go away, they usually there's usually some kind of sign, you know. And the fact that everything disappeared and shut off, I think that's what made this thing interesting. But I'll tell you, I do wonder. It does sound like somebody fucked something up, you know, like somebody was sleeping and didn't get something, or somebody accidentally. There somewhere in this, there was a human error. I find it very hard. I just find it very hard to accept that there wasn't some type of really bad human error or really intentional sort of, you know. Like, I heard this story of the pilot. And I don't hear this enough, but, you know, that pilot and his wife were fighting and the wife left or whatever. Who's to say the pirate says, I got nothing to live for, so, you know, how many people have you heard say, that's it, I'm going out and I'm taking all you people with me? If you're a pilot of a plane, you have plenty of people you can take with you. So,
you know, who knows? You know, just like that kid in Pittsburgh, you know, like no problems. He wasn't outcast, and then all of a sudden he's swinging a knife at everybody and look, you know, everybody around. And I don't know. I don't know what the hell.
Listen, I'll tell you what about that kid. God, thank God he didn't have a gun. Thank God it was just a knife, because how many people he stabbed? Like, he was able to stab 20 people before they tackled him. If he'd had a gun, how many? I mean, there'd be 20 dead people, because a gun will kill you.
If he had a gun, everybody'd know after the first shot.
And that's the other point I was about to make. However, once the gun went off, they would have said, okay, here it comes. He was able to kind of sneak around with the knife. But I guess at one point there was a bunch of people around him, right? And he was stabbing at them all, and some principal jumped him from behind or something. It's a crazy story. Yeah. I'd like to think that I'm fat enough that I could take a couple of swings of a knife. Because they were kitchen knives. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like killing knives. It was, am I wrong? Didn't he bring like the kitchen knives or something like that, right? Isn't that what he brought?
I'm not sure of the story myself.
Yeah, he brought like knives from his kitchen. He didn't. It's not like he went out and got like those really like the knives that Rambo had.
Combat knives or hunting knives.
Yeah, he didn't have like good Rambo killing knives.
Psycho survivalist knife kits.
Yeah, he had like steak knives or something. Sean, that kid from Pennsylvania. Wasn't it like knives he got from the kitchen, right? It was steak knives or a butcher knife or something. It wasn't like Rambo killing knives that he had.
They were like long blade. I think they were kitchen knives.
They were like a butcher knife or something.
This was not a master planner.
No. So thank God. So what I'm saying is, if someone attacks with like a steak knife, I think I'm fat enough to take a few stabs and get him down to the ground, so other people can subdue him in order to save like my family.
Yeah.
I would say this, and I'm a pro-gun guy, as everybody knows, but I would rather, if someone was going to break into my house, I'd rather them break in with the knife than with a gun, you know. That would also give me enough time to get a gun and take him out, but you know what I mean? If I had my choice, and there's a lot of pro-gun people that immediately start saying, and I know this because, you know, I do my talk show every day, and immediately people were calling in saying things like, see, I told you, it's not the guns that kill, it's the people that kill. And they'll use a knife if they don't have a gun. And I would have to kind of, you know, because like I said, I'm a pro-gun guy. I was sort of whispering to them. I was kind of saying, you're actually not making your argument. This is actually a very counterproductive argument that you're making right now. Don't talk about this. Because what they were basically saying is, see, crazy people use knives too. It's not the gun that killed people, but in this instance, technically, the knives didn't kill the people. And if he had a gun, the gun would have. So I was trying to remind people, hey, this is not the argument you really want to make. The guns don't, the people kill people, not guns. This is not the correct argument after a story like this.
Well, I'll tell you, DC, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I had the same thing. I don't know what day it was, there was a school board meeting because there's somebody there complaining about the Second Amendment was mistyped on some form they handed a kid.
It was in a workbook. They wrote the Second Amendment incorrectly.
How he felt betrayed. Betrayed the Second Amendment. They betrayed his children. Guess what he was wearing?
I didn't see what he was wearing. What was he wearing?
Camo.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just like, really?
God, yeah. So,
that's what you're doing to yourself.
Yeah, so, what do you, what, I mean, what else? What else can we do? Yeah, so,
What a world.
Yeah. Horrible. Just horrible. So I'm trying to figure out what else is going on in this world. Mickey Rooney died.
Did you see the clip? I think it was on, Jimmy Kimmel who showed it.
No, well,
He showed all these networks, local TV networks. They all said, well, we're saddened by the death of Andy Rooney.
Oh, my God.
And it was unbelievable. It was like 20. There were 20 of them. I mean, they closed it off with a clip. They closed it with a clip of Andy Rooney I don't get it.
The most interesting part of Mickey Rooney's death, all right, is the whole thing with his stepson. Did you hear the thing with his his stepson? Like, his stepson somehow is not allowed at his funeral or something.
What?
Yeah, all right. So Mickey Rooney, a few years ago, he disinherited his children and his wife and all but one of her children in a will that he signed like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like right before he died, he like just disinherited all these people in his life. And then one of his stepkids, like in his will, he said, this kid's not even allowed in the funeral.
It's just the final FU?
Yeah, he is. He's one of those guys. He died and left a final fuck you to family members.
Wow.
Which, I mean, how many of us say we're going to do that? You know what I mean? How many of us say, boy, when I die, I'm going to put in there, so-and-so is not allowed at my funeral. Or, boy, when I die, I'm going to make sure that this mother effer gets it. Rooney actually did it. You know, most people don't do it. This guy actually went through with it.
That's a set of balls.
Yeah.
What was the deal? Supposedly somebody was beating the crap out of him, or... I remember there was some really weird stuff the last year with him.
You know, it's really weird. I mean, his wife, he got a younger wife, and there was a battle between, I mean, here's the deal with Mickey Rooney, okay? Mickey Rooney at one time was the most famous, he was the biggest star in the world at one time, you know, our biggest star in America. You know, because when movies first started going, he was like a childhood actor, and he was one of, in the 30s and 40s, I mean, he was gigantic. And just as he got older, no one really needed his services anymore, you know. And the deal with him is that he lived so long that, you know, he spent like his whole fortune. Because he lived so, I don't think he had a lot left. And then his wife, which is like his third or fourth wife, whatever she was, she was like beating him or something. And so one of her kids started to take care of Mickey Rooney. And then the other kid wanted his money, and then his kids wanted his money. So he eventually disinherited all his own children. He inherited all of her children except for the guy that was taking care of him. And he disinherited her. He wrote all of them out of his will. So the guy that ended up getting all the money was the kid that took care of him for the last 2 years. But here's the rub. Mickey Rooney, the biggest star in the world in the 30s and 40s, guy was making a bunch of money then, could have invested in it, and who knows what it would be worth. They say that his estate, right now, at the time of his death, they say the worth, the value of his estate is $18,000. That's it.
Oh, wow.
So all these people were fighting. So his wife, his estranged wife, Jan Rooney, immediately, the second he died, I mean, the body wasn't even cold yet. And she was filing an injunction to get the, you know, to get the money. Like, the body wasn't even cold, and she's filed to get that money.
It's California courts, they're going to burn through 18 grand before they even...
So, and then all his kids were filing to get the money. And then they announced, well, listen, the property, his personal property is valued at just $18,000. And so the kids...
Yeah, that's like a...
The kids pulled their claim. She signed an agreement waiving. She ended up saying she doesn't want it. everybody is pulling out, you know. Everybody's pulling out saying, no, we don't want it. It's only 18,000.
Family can go to Branson for a weekend.
and you know what? They're not even sure what he owes. They're not sure what his bills are. So who knows? Somebody might get the 18,000 and somebody might come back and say, Alyssa, this son of a bitch owes us 25. So
yes, Mr. Rooney still owes us $15,000 for the lent Subaru.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So this guy's been changing his diapers. All right. This guy Mark Rooney, who is his stepson, who is Mickey Rooney's stepson. He said, his quote was, or he took care of him, all right? He took care of him, and the attorney, he has an attorney, and the attorney basically was talking about the family fighting for it, okay? And, so what happened, the conservator of the will is a guy named Michael Augustine. And Michael Augustine had a quote that is great. He says, you know, I heard the grumbling from his family members about being left out of the estate. But none of those people ever changed one of his depends. He goes, Mark Rooney has taken care of him for 2 years. Those other people were never around. So even though it's $18,000, this guy, the conservator, is going to say, no, this guy Mark Rooney is going to get the money because he changed this 90-some-odd-year-old man's diapers for 2 years.
You know, and you think of our excrement. Imagine what the excrement of a 93-year-old is.
Yeah.
Decaying, probably some decaying organ matter in the mix.
Can't even fathom. I mean, can't even fathom how... When we had our child, I had to deal with baby shit. I couldn't imagine old people shit.
I think it's got to be the same, right? I mean,
I don't know. Old people shit's got to be worse than baby shit. Do you know? Does anybody know anybody who's a nurse? Do we know anybody who's a nurse?
I don't know. I'm sure I do.
Right? Do I have any friends? Do we have any Facebook friends who are nurses?
At their age, they can't be science anymore.
Because I would like to ask a nurse, all right? I'd like to ask a nurse whose shit is worse. Is it baby shit? Or is it the old people shit? There's got to be a nurse on Facebook listening.
This is the kind of stuff they should talk about on the doctors and Dr. Oz during sweeps.
Right? Oh, I'm going to hold on.
Right, put it right.
You guys go to Facebook.
Have the audience
DC, I'm sorry, no Gully. DC, go to Facebook. I'm going to put in, if there are any nurses right now.
By the way, would you like me to join you in person?
Where are you?
I'm outside of your house. I can continue on the phone.
You should walk in. My wife is you. If my wife gives you attitude, you got to get the hell out of here. Because I don't want her yelling.
If you're in the parking lot,
come on in.
I'll stay on the phone. That's okay.
No. If you're in the parking lot, walk on in. Just yeah.
Yeah.
I'll plug in your mic.
Yeah, I'm good.
I just plugged your mic in. All right.
Yeah.
Are you walking? Good Lord, he sounds like he's having a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm gonna whip around. I just thought, it's like, I don't want to be the uninvited nuisance who shows up.
Sean, it can't be like the last couple weeks where you come in and you stay like all the time, because that my wife will just want to strangle you.
Yeah.
My wife is here now.
Squirrel attack.
Honey, do you see that microphone? Is there a microphone over there?
No, I'm good.
There's the gray one. Where's the gray? Is that little gray one? Is it on the chair? Yeah, that one. Yeah. Talking to that one. Sean wants to know if he can come in and do the podcast.
I thought it was DC. I was all excited because I thought he was going to get to see the raccoon.
No, it's Sean.
I think Sean's seen the raccoon.
Yeah. Sean would scare the raccoon.
Yeah.
So he wants to.
Seen the raccoon.
He's outside right now in the parking lot.
I just saw somebody do a drive by. I didn't know that was that him.
Yeah, that was him. That's him. Yeah, he was driving by.
Yeah,
that's fine.
The raccoon's going to see Sean and think of him as a bigger predator and just get scared. It's like, holy crap, there's a bear loose.
You know that raccoon's going to see Sean. It's going to go, oh, shit, someone else is going to eat out of the garbage. There's not going to be any garbage for me.
I think Sean has a story about his plans tonight.
Oh, yeah, we already heard it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah, I got some long-winded text.
We heard about his failed date, his failure of a date. Poor Sean.
Yeah, money in the wood chipper.
Yeah. For some woman we've never heard of, Rhonda so-and-so.
I don't know.
So, Sean, are you walking in yet?
Yeah, I'll whip around.
So you're still in your car? Will you hurry up and get in here? Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right, so, DC, go to Facebook and say, I just put, if there are any nurses seeing this, please call 1-217-814-0332. We have a question. We need to ask them a question. All right. I'm typing in that we are live on Chubby Ray, and we need a medical question answered that only a nurse would know the answer to. Let's see.
Why not stone baked pizza? I got to try that.
All right, there we go. All right, so I just put it on Facebook. Hopefully someone seeing on our Facebook is a nurse, all right? So then we'll get a nurse to call in, and I can ask the question about which shit is worse. Is it adult? Is it adult shit, or is it baby shit? Which is worse of the two? And then we'll know. Good Lord, that's loud. Is that Sean? Oh, listen to how loud. Is that outside my house?
That's my house.
Oh, that's your house. Oh, I thought that was Sean. I still hear him grunting. He's grunting out there.
Yeah, I'm a congested individual.
I saw his car spin around. By the way, DC, I saw that you were good and you posted to Facebook.
Yeah, I basically just copied this and put a caveat.
Very nice. Let's see if anybody can call. I don't know if they can call, but that would sure be nice if they do.
Yeah, that really is. That's that is a special, and it's like these nursing homes, like people, they're nice people when they go to work there, and then they lose their mind,
right.
And then they lose their minds and become like cruel, insensitive sociopaths. It's amazing.
Can you imagine that you're changing Mickey Rooney's shitty diapers for 2 years, thinking,
"Oh my God, this."
Well, at least in the end, I'll get his millions of dollars, and it'll all be worth it. And then you find out
he's worth a compact car.
He's only $18,000. He literally is worth. He's worth less. He's worth less than a than like a Ford Fusion.
Yeah, he's like.
I don't know what a Ford Fusion is. Maybe it isn't. But I'd imagine a fully stocked Ford Fusion worth more than $18,000.
Well, That's sad.
Are you driving or are you taking a dump? You're grunting. What are you doing there?
I'm good. I've had upper respiratory stuff for a while.
Are you walking in?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
God, it takes him forever to walk in.
Well, I drove kind of ways.
I mean, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but did you park at, like, the park?
Yeah, where'd you park? Away?
I parked, I spent some money on getting my car detailed today, so I'm trying to park away from the tree.
Mm. Well, I want to stress to people, I have, anybody who's been to my house, I have a huge driveway. My driveway is gigantic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got a couple monster trees. That the one next to the driveway.
Yeah,
I mean that's one thick.
It's
a raccoon's house.
Yeah. Tell me if you see the raccoon when you're walking in. That raccoon's gonna be jealous. It's gonna go, oh, that fat guy's gonna eat all the food I'm stealing out of the garbage.
Yeah.
He looks like someone who eats from the garbage.
Yeah. Oh, he peeked out of me one time, but
I actually feel DC. I actually feel him walking. I am across the house from where he is, and now I hear my dog screaming. Oh my God, is that the raccoon? Ah, Sean's being attacked by the raccoon! Sean's being attacked by a raccoon! This is horrible! All right, hang up your phone and get on the microphone.
All right, buddy. All right. I love you, too.
Yeah. Hello, Sean Blint.
Hello, Mr. Lytle.
Oh, good Lord, that's loud. Hold on.
Yeah.
Turn to the volume. That volume is set for my daughter's co-host of her podcast.
Oh, she's doing a show now, huh?
So how are you, Shawnee?
Miserable as always.
All right.
Would you expect any less?
No, not at all.
By the way,
we have no nurses calling in yet. That's upsetting. I wish there could have been a nurse.
Probably too busy with 93-year-old poop.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. What could I say? So, what was I getting into? Oh, yeah. While we wait for the answer. While we wait for the answer of the Mickey Rooney shit question.
Yeah. A lot of great movies, a lot of television, and at the end, we're looking back not at his career, but at his excrement. Congratulations, Mickey. That should be in memoriam. Not only Mickey Rooney at the Oscars next year, but Mickey Rooney's
his excrement. Feces. Yeah, Mickey Rooney. And his feces.
They didn't have John Ratzenberger in the In Memoriam segment, but they had Mickey Rooney and his excrement. This is unfair.
I think John Ratzenberger's still alive.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm just trying
to... Are you predicting he's going to die?
I'm trying to predict, you know.
I'm sure he'd be glad that we predicted he will die over the next...
Ratzenberger's got a paying job, at least.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, I worked for the Rebel Alliance.
I'll tell you what.
Controls,
I bet Ratzenberger's worth more than 18 grand.
Oh, you know that. I'd love to know. I wonder if what he made it playing to whatever, Mr. Potato Head or a pig in Toy Story, if that vastly outpaced what he made as Cliff.
Oh, I don't know because...
It has to.
You know, I'll tell you, though, Cheers... They signed a really big... That was when syndication was huge.
Yeah.
And so they got... You know, that cast all got a piece of that syndication money. So, and it's still there. I mean, Cheers is on every night. What is it? Is it on Nick at Night or something?
Something like that.
It's on one of those channels because I'm browsing through sometimes, and I see Cheers quite often. It's still on TV. So I'm under the impression he probably did pretty well with that. You know, I imagine even with his, I say small role, but he was a pretty integral part of that show, right? I
mean, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't Cheers without him.
Yeah. Oh, well. So let me take a second. I want to talk a little bit about Disaster Radio Network while we're waiting for, hopefully, we might not get a nurse. I mean, it's a crapshoot as to whether any, I don't know if any of my Facebook friends are nurses. I don't know if any of DC's Facebook friends are nurses.
Two.
And if
probably working.
And if they, yeah, if they are, and if they are, will they actually bother to call? But I do want to talk about Disaster Radio Network. By the way, it's there and it exists right now, but not a lot of people know about it. I haven't really been pushing it majorly yet. But coming May 1st, we're going to start pushing it. But Disaster Radio Network is, if you haven't noticed, it's become just a podcast hub. All right. If you're one of these people that just wants a different podcast a day to listen to, then Disaster Radio is the place you need to go. DisasterRadio.net. It, of course, has the Chubby Ray Show, which is this show. It has the new Disaster, which is me and Sean and Marvin, which we record, once a week or so. And that'll, by the way, that show will also have other guests who used to be on the Morning Disaster with us. We have Joe Hates Everything, which is where DC and I basically ask Joe questions, and Joe answers exactly how you'd expect him to answer, which is pretty big. The Vic Show is coming soon, which will star the former staff announcer of the Morning Disaster, Vic.
Gotta love Vic.
It's his first show that he's ever had by himself. Sean, I understand you might co-host that show. Are you currently in negotiations to co-host with
him?
Yeah,
I understand Vic's resistant because I always screwed up Vic the Magnifico.
Right.
He still is.
I know he thinks of you as a buffoon.
Oh, absolutely.
Also,
and there's a guy I can't blame.
Yeah, we also have, there's so many shows. I've also picked up a couple shows of guys that I found on the internet that I really liked. First off is a group from Down Route 4. I mean, these guys are from, I want to say Verdon? Somewhere like that. And the guys, they do a show called the Tuesday Night Hootenanny. You haven't heard their shows, they are on DisasterRadio.net. My God, listen to them. They're hysterical. For example, this week, one of the guys on the show, Nick, he takes offense at someone using the soda fountain machine at the Casey's and decides that he somehow needs to police the fountain drink soda machine.
He takes offense at how they use it?
He doesn't like the way this guy's using it.
Wow.
Because the guy, and I don't want to give it away. I want you to listen to the show. But he has a problem with the guy mixing the sodas. So Nick has a problem with it. And that's how the show starts, and then it goes downhill from there. But downhill in a good way. So if you get a chance, please listen to Tuesday Night Hootenanny. All right, let me go over here. We have a call. Hello, you're on the Chubby Ray Show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this a nurse?
It is.
Oh, God bless you. And what is your first name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. By the way, thank you so much for calling in. Now, we are doing the Chubby Ray Show. I'm Ray Lytle. DC is here. Say hi, DC.
Hi, DC.
And, of course, Sean Boleyn is here, too.
Yep.
Okay, so we had a question.
In the flesh.
We had a question, and we think a nurse would know the answer.
Okay.
And it's just, we were talking about Mickey Rooney, the 93-year-old actor who just died.
Yes.
And Mickey Rooney died, and his stepson has been taking care of him for 2 years, and the conservator of the will says that this guy should get all of Mickey Rooney's money because he has been changing Mickey Rooney's diaper for the last 2 years. So we got into a debate, and we have a question: which is worse? And I thought nurses probably have seen both. Because I've had a baby. Is baby crap worse? Or adult crap, like for
adult.
So,
no second guessing. Adult.
So Mickey Rooney at 92, 93 years old, 91, 92, 93. That's some pretty heavy duty crap that this kid's been.
Heavy duty duty.
Right.
Heavy duty duty.
So in your professional opinion, as a nurse, if he is the one who has changed this man's diaper, and all the other kids didn't, do you think he should be entitled to his estate?
Yeah, that's a tough call because it's really whoever he left it as power attorney.
Well, he left it to this kid. He only left it. He cut out all his other kids from the will.
Yeah, medically, legally, it has to be, you know, whoever his power of attorney was, but no matter what anybody else says.
The conservator says they're not even going to hear that because all the other kids are challenging it. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to challenge. So he's like, I'm not even going to take their challenge seriously because this guy changed his diaper. And I was wondering, I've changed diapers for my daughter when she was an infant. I've never changed an adult diaper. And I think nurses probably see everything, or at least if nurses don't change it themselves, they see people who do. So you're saying that human excrement is worth way worse than baby excrement.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And especially an adult with a GI bleed or something like that, because then you have everything coming out back there.
This,
bad stuff.
This just got officially even more gross than I thought it was going to be before we started. Tina, you're the best. I thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. Thank you. There you go. That's awesome.
And I couldn't hear it. What was the verdict?
Oh, human. You don't have. How come you don't have your headphones on? Oh,
it's all human. Yeah. Adult.
Adult. Yeah, human. I guess they're all. I guess babies are human too. But yeah, she said adult, Sean. Adult is, in fact, she said adult is way worse. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, and Gerber kind of smells good and when it's recycled.
I guess, because if you think about it, babies don't really eat, you know. Babies don't eat a lot, right?
No.
Well, they eat baby food, so it's like mostly processed. You're right. I mean, it's not really.
So the baby food is, you know, I guess the baby food isn't that bad. Put your headphones on so you can hear. What is wrong with you?
It depends how bad the adult's doing, though. I mean, they could be eating the equivalent of baby food, too.
Yeah.
But then think about it. There's a lot more surface area with an adult than a child.
And a dying adult, like she said, especially if they have, like, GI issues or something. Oh, God. You know. God knows what kind of mess they have.
This is a great diet plan. Just every time you get hungry, you just start talking about adults with GI bleeds.
Yeah. It will make you skip dinner. There's no doubt about it. Could you imagine? I mean, no offense to Sean, but could you imagine like when Sean finally goes in like hospice?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that poor nurse had to change. Oh, my God.
Oh, she won't. She'll grab a garden hose. And she'll wrap a trash bag around me as a big diaper. She's not going to mess with that.
You think they're just going to hose you when you...
They're going to abuse me. Life is going to have its final... My life's going to be like a fireworks show. Life has pretty much abused me all, and the end will be a grand finale.
So when you go into hospice, or when you go into the nursing home, whatever you do, that you think that they're just going to abuse you, and you're going to be so obese that they're just going to hose you off?
Yeah, and a bunch of teenage punks are going to pay some moralless nursing home worker $5 so they can take me out and make some kind of viral video to show the world as they abuse me and stuff things in orifices and all kinds of horrible things. Because that's the way my life, that's the way my miserable life should end. Humiliated with my cheesecake complexion.
So you think you're going to go? You think the thing that'll finally kill you will be?
Oh no!
Will be some kids, some YouTube stars that pay a nurse to take your body out of the nursing home or hospice and abuse you on the internet by putting things in your orifices, and that's finally what's gonna. That's how you'll go.
Yeah, and initially, to make it worse, the nursing home worker is gonna insist on 10. But they'll easily talk him down to 5.
Maybe it won't be all bad. Maybe your mind will go first, so at least you won't know what's going on.
Yeah, I hope.
That's the single worst fate I've ever heard a person predict for themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They'll probably set me on fire and all kinds of other stuff.
Oh, my God. That's just fantastic.
Either that or... I'll be driving along, and I'll drive into the path of a school bus, and I mean, I'm not making light of what happened in California.
From now on.
But something will happen where kids will be killed because of And they'll say, well, he was so disgustingly obese that he may not have decided. He may not have been drunk, but because of his choices, those kids are dead. And then my grave will be defaced. I'll be put in a... To prevent defacing and vandalism, executors will put my grave in a hidden spot.
Oh, God.
They won't put my name on it for fear of vandalism. And that's how my days will end.
From now on, every episode of the Chubby Ray Show will have Sean predicting his end. Every episode will have Sean Bullitt predicting, this is how I will go.
I keep picturing a 70-something senile Sean with his arm on fire and suddenly becoming aware of it.
Maybe the two get combined. Okay, so the YouTubers take him, and he's in a wheel. He's in like a supersized wheelchair because he can't fit in a normal one.
Yes.
And they light
Dr. Xavier Maximus.
They light him on fire for some crazy jackass-like stunt, and he rolls... He rolls into traffic, causing a school bus to crash, killing all of the children. So even though it's not his fault, he is blamed for the death of dozens of children, and he dies in shame and forever is known in infamy as that horrible person who killed all those children.
And anybody who's related who has the same last name will change it to protect themselves. And it will be that kind of end.
And they'll mention, in the news story where they mention how this horrible person did it, they will also mention that for some reason he had different things shoved into different orifices.
Yes. They will say, and somehow they will, the kids will destroy the YouTube video and they'll be convinced I set myself on fire myself. This human torch protest of children in, of the, I don't know, I just can't. I can't picture a happy end.
Oh, my God.
He was surrounded by his loved ones. Oh, wait, he had none as he passed.
But he did have giant dildos stuck in all his orifices.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah.
It'll be like a little byline, too. Former co-host of Ray Lydol Show.
Yeah, it'll have my name spelled wrong. Thank God.
And you know what? The final insult will be like that ex-girlfriend from years and years ago I hate. With every ounce of my being still, because, you know,
right.
It's hard to explain.
You had a girlfriend screw you over pretty bad.
You know,
yeah.
It's just, you know, a certain time in my life, people think, you know, you're hung up on a person. It's not like that. But somehow there will be some kind of document. She will find an email that says, whenever I pass on, I hope I leave something for you. And then she'll get, and I'll have like all this money, and she'll get the money.
Yeah, like you'll be a guy that wins the lottery on a Wednesday and dies on a Thursday.
And this person I hate somehow will forward an email.
Yeah,
like that will be considered my last will and
somehow
testament.
Somehow, the person you consider your biggest enemy will somehow end up with your fortune in their hands.
Yeah, and then KTRS will get the other half.
Right, your old employer that you don't like.
Yeah, that I'd like to go in the hallway and punch a general manager in the face.
There you go. That's what'll happen.
Until he's crapping out his teeth.
There you go. So this week's. So we got to come up with a name of it this week. This is how Sean will die, is Sean being taken from, sold from corrupt nurses at a home.
How about we just call it Confronting Sean's Fears?
And used for a jackass-like YouTube video, and then causes the death of a children and forever becomes infamous as some type of a child kill. Oh, and it happens on the day when they find the cure for something, or they just sign some kind of something that is a wonderful thing for mankind, and they'll say, this man set himself on fire because he was opposed to, you know. Yes. It'll be like when they give equal rights to somebody, you know.
He was homophobic, and he was mad that they found something to cure AIDS, which God sent down to punish him.
He wanted the gays to die, so he lit himself on fire in protest.
World peace ratified, broken by one asshole. Set himself on fire.
One asshole with a giant dildo in it.
He was part of an Al-Qaeda cell.
Oh, that's what he'll do. So congratulations, Sean.
Oh, you're welcome.
That is how you will die. All right, so I want to get back. I was talking about Disaster Radio.
I found a Tuesday night Hootenanny show, which is hysterical. I also found a show called The Living Showcase. They come out of the northwest suburbs of Chicago. They're hysterical. Jacob and the guys, they are on all – we're running their shows as well. You can catch them on DisasterRadio.net. So, of course, Chubby Ray, The New Disaster, Joe Hates Everything, Dumb Media Show. Of course, DC and I are going to be talking movies, Marvel movies and Captain America special coming up next, by the way, on Dumb Media Show. The Vic Show, so many different programs. You never know what's going to pop up. And we also have replays. I don't know if you've checked the page out, but the page also has replays of old Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster episodes. You can also hear replays of, and what we started this week was, I played some of the original Disaster Radio Ray Lytle Show episodes with me, Michelle, Jimmy, and Marvin. And I played some of the Ray Lytle Morning Show, which started in 2009, which was right after I left when I was working at CBS, and that ended. And I started doing a podcast, like the very next Monday, I started doing a podcast. And Sean was a part of that as well. And you'll hear some of those episodes are up. Also, the old Breaking Curfew show episodes are up. And classic Chubby Ray episodes are up there as well. So the goal is every single day you will have either brand new or classic content to download. It's continuously updated. There will be an app as well as a web page. It is very easy to listen to, very easy to download, very easy for on-demand stuff. All commercials have been – all of the old commercials, of course, have been cut out. And, yeah, and it's – and all the music cut out too. So all you hear is the good parts and the funny stuff. And I hope you enjoy it. I really want – I want the Disaster Radio thing to be something that you all enjoy. Plus, now I don't have my current show. I don't have my new show on WTAX because that is at WTAX.com to get those podcasts. But pretty much every other show that I've done – you'll be able to hear those old episodes on DisasterRadio.net and, like I said, a bunch of original shows. And here's another interesting thing that I thought I'd announce. The Breaking Curfew show. You guys remember the Breaking Curfew show. You both guested on that at one point in your life.
Yes.
Which I did live from like 11 o'clock at night until like 1 or 2 in the morning sometimes.
I missed the nocturnal hours.
Well, the Breaking Curfew show is coming back. Breaking Curfew Live will begin again later this spring with live episodes on the weekends. And we're talking chat room, live video, as well as audio, and then available for podcast the next day. So Breaking Curfew Live will be back. So those are all the announcements I have with DisasterRadio.net. Thank you for allowing me the time to make them.
Boy, what was that, a month we did back when you were at CVS? We did those shows, like, it was a month of them, I think.
Yeah, and those are fantastic shows.
God, those were
you're
fun.
You're going to hear some of that stuff, by the way.
It was like the best kept secret in town,
yeah,
too.
And by the way, I guess I could announce Pickett. Looks like Pickett is going to be doing some of the Breaking Curfew stuff with me. So
he's still got the love, doesn't he?
Yeah, it could be.
Can't get it out of his system.
It could be really interesting. And, of course, Gully is right now. The reason he's not with us today on Chubby Ray is his computer is down. He's trying to get it fixed. And Gully has started his classes. You know, Gully's going to college for radio broadcasting. So he has been in school doing all that stuff. And Al, of course, will be back as well. So there you go. That brings you up to speed with everything going on with Disaster Radio. Oh, and my daughter started her podcast today.
Wow.
Planet Fangirl is Bella's podcast. It's her and her friend Julie, and they talk about – they're just a couple of fangirls. They talk about Captain America and Marvel movies and Sherlock and Doctor Who and, you know, all the stuff that girls are just – all the stuff they're fans of.
Careful. That could be like the most downloaded one you've created.
I know. Isn't that something? But I'm gonna put it – if anybody – I'm going to put it on Disaster Radio Network. If anybody wants to hear it, I'm going to put her show on there as well. Plus, they're going to have their own page at planetfangirl.com. But I thought I would go ahead and make that announcement so you guys can listen to that. Or if anybody listen, if you have kids, especially kids around my daughter's age, you know, the 12 to 15 range, they will love this podcast. It's actually very good. I started doing the production and editing for it, and it sounds fantastic. So make sure to download that. So there you go.
Gotta love it, man.
Yeah. Anything else to get to before we wrap up today's episode? Because I have no idea how long this episode is, right? I know we got to be getting close to an hour.
Yeah. I just want to ask that if I have a terminal illness, if you could do the right thing and put that Dexter needle in my neck, I'd appreciate it.
So that you don't go into hospice and
pretty much
get sold to wild to jackass YouTubers.
Yeah, you know, and I've been trying to work on my funeral. I know any eulogy of me would be slanderous, so I'm trying to do my only eulogy. And, like, when I went into Hooters, I was thinking, like, I'm trying to think of, assemble some girls I can pay money in advance and have them show up at my funeral like they're real upset, like, we could have been together or something like that. And I want them to pound in the casket. I want them to pound in the casket and cry, but, you know, then there's the concern, will the check to the funeral home clear? There might not be a casket. They might just put me out on a tarp.
So, just have your wake-in hitters.
So yeah. You're saying there is a chance. There is a chance that when you die, that someone from the morgue will just throw you in the dumpster.
But quite possibly. Or just, you know, put me in a truck and boop, 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 and then dump me in the lake.
If that happens, can we at least do like one day of like weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, yeah. Except
you're gonna get a hernia.
Where Bernie had two people, yeah. We'll have like a football team.
We'll put him on like, that you can kind of remote control.
Yeah, it'd be like Cal Ripken Jr., who screwed up his career by carrying his dad's casket. These guys have like rotator cuff injuries.
That's right. He hurt himself carrying his father's casket.
I mean, really, when you get right down to it.
Have you ever been a pallbearer?
No, it's nuts, isn't it?
I've been a pallbearer a couple of times, and I got to tell you, both my brothers were always pallbearers when I was, and I'll be damned, like, one of my brothers, he lets go. His hands were sweaty. So he lets go of the casket and wipes his hand, and when he let go, it goes full way to me. I thought I was going to pull my friggin' shoulder out of socket.
I think the whole pallbearer
thing. People got to know these things are heavy.
I think that's a tradition that's got to go somehow.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't believe women get out of that one.
Yeah.
Way to go with that military funeral.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you just look at it. Well, yeah.
The arm guard will take care of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is there's so many people. I mean, there are fewer people working blue-collar jobs. So you're going to have, like, maybe two strong guys
and I'll tell you,
with a casket guys who, like.
I mean, not to be morbid, but if I were to die today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take more than six freaking people to. I mean, I got to be honest. You got to get a 12-seater there. Same with you, Shawnee. If you die.
Oh.
God damn, I don't want to carry that casket.
It's
going
to be like the manager doing a tap on the forearm. We got to go to the bullpen, bring in some reserves.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I'll be tapping out like I'm fighting the Undertaker or something. Freaking tap out. Somebody else take this.
A warrior.
Somebody quick. Staple some extra straps to this pine box.
And you hear these horror stories.
The ultimate coroner.
You hear the horror stories where people drop the casket and shit. I mean, I know it. I know what would happen with me. I know what would happen with me.
Oh, man.
Listen, chances are if I die, you guys might be asked to be pallbearers. So, tell my wife, say, D, we're going to need at least 10. I mean, let's be honest here. This guy, 6 ain't going to get it.
I want some post-mortem liposuction.
You're going to need 5 on each side. Or, yeah, make sure they gut me or something. Got some.
Have you thought about cremation?
Take off my legs. I don't want to think about it. I don't even want to. No, let my wife make that decision. I don't want to think about that. What's cheaper? Is cremation cheaper?
I think so, yeah.
No, she'll cremate me.
That's an unpleasant thought, isn't it?
She's going to cremate me.
I guess it's not pleasant either way.
I got to be honest. The thought of being burned, I don't like it.
No.
But I'm very claustrophobic, so the thought of being in a coffin doesn't sit well with me either.
I know. I saw that movie, Shudder? Remember that movie? It was another one of those Japanese knockoffs.
Oh, I don't want to even
horror
see
movies.
It.
I mean, jeez.
But, I mean, it's not like you're going to wake up in a coffin. Once you're dead, you're
dead. There's that Ryan Reynolds movie, Buried.
My God. I didn't want to think about that. You know the one that got me was the Kiefer Sutherland one?
The phone booth?
No. It was Kiefer Sutherland and Sandra Bullock. And and who was the other girl in it? And Jeff Bridges was this guy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Sandra Bullock, yeah.
The Vanishing. Vanished? Yeah. Was it The Vanishing?
Yeah.
And the whole thing is that he's at a gas station, and his girlfriend just disappears. And he doesn't know what happened to her. So he obsesses over finding his girlfriend. Even though he falls in love with someone else and his life moves on, he obsesses over it. And finally, he tracks down the killer, figures out who it is, and the guy says, do you want to know what happened to her? And he, you know, there's this whole thing where he's trying to figure out what happened. And so he says, yes, I want to know what happens to her. And then the guy injects him with something and knocks him out. And he wakes up, and he's in a box, buried. Oh my God! Scariest. Ugh. I think that maybe that might be what causes my PTSD.
Oh yeah, that'll happen to me after the.
Oh my God.
That'll happen to me after the YouTube.
Oh, it's the scariest movie ever. This movie is so frightening. Oh, DC, you saw it. It's just frightening as hell.
Very messed up.
Does he get out at the end? He gets out, right?
Yeah. The girlfriend finds it.
Oh, the current girlfriend. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, the current girlfriend's like right behind her.
I can't remember who plays her.
I want to say like Rene Russo, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, she's one of these girls that does a lot of TV. I can't think of her name. But yeah, you're right. You're right. She digs him out. But man, what a spooky movie.
Yeah, the Bridges is particularly freaky.
Oh my God! Yeah, you have nightmares. And what is it called? The Vanishing, DC? Double check that.
Yes, The Vanishing.
Yeah, it's called The Vanishing. It's from like 90 something.
Jeez.
I saw that at the movie theater. I told Deidre, I go, oh, why did we see this fucking movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have never seen it. I'm so claustrophobic. I hate it. But yeah, but don't get me wrong. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was just.
Not take it back. It's Nancy Travis.
Nancy Travis. Oh. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. Does a lot of TV, right?
Yeah, Three Men and a Little Lady and all that stuff.
Yeah, just she looked good back then, but yeah, that's who the girlfriend is, the current girlfriend. But he finds out what happened. He does find out what happened to the old girl. What happened to Sandra Bullock? Boy. Sandra Bullock was the original girlfriend.
Hey, yeah. You want to talk about looking good in a movie? This Kevin Costner movie, 3 Days to Kill. Amber Heard is just.
I mean, she looks great.
She's the hottest. I mean,
the hottest movie character
I've seen in years.
I want to go see Draft Day.
Yeah,
Draft Day looks great. And so that's the next movie I want to.
Pretty
go
intense,
see.
Good cast.
Yeah, and who knows? It might be a total disappointment, but that's the movie I want to go see.
I'm with you there.
Anyway, I saw Captain America. I've seen it twice. Mm. We're going to talk about it on the Dumb Media Show, so I don't want to give it away, but.
Yeah, if not for my stupid plans tonight that were butchered, I would have seen it in IMAX. I'd kill to see that.
You've seen it already though?
Yeah,
and I know DC's seen it.
Yes,
great movie.
Yeah, great film. We'll talk. Like I said, we're gonna get more in depth on that on the Dumb Media podcast. But okay, well, we talked. I think we got everything done. I think we talked. We talked out, gentlemen. Chubby Ray episode. What is this? 303? 304? What episode is?
Something like that.
Does anybody know what episode? It is?
I don't have a clue.
I have no idea. Hold on. Let me double check. What episode is it? It is... pardon me. Oh, that's a good one.
Got all of that one.
Oh, that's a winner. it is... Let me go to disasterradio.net, and I'll click on... Chubby Ray Show. And I see that this is, last one was 302. So this is episode 303 for the Chubby Ray Live podcast.
There you Sweet. Go.
And we'll wrap it up. Anyway, thanks for listening. For say goodbye, DC.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Sean.
See you, brothers and sisters.
And this is Chubby Ray. Thank you for listening.
And again, if you're a hot chick and you want to be at my funeral and pretend to be grieving... We can work out financial arrangements.
Just like Mickey Rooney.
Absolutely.
Except you don't have to change his shitty diapers.
It's a great deal.
But if you do, I'm sure you will also sell his body.
He's got tons of Burger King.
For $10, but then end up settling for $5 to a bunch of kids who will burn it
and throw him in a wheelchair with a dildo out of his rear end and have him cause the death of 100 children. Anyway, I'm Precisely. Chubby Ray. Thank you for listening. Chubby Ray will return again with episode 304 very soon. Thank you for listening to DisasterRadio.net and the Chubby Ray Live Show. Bye-bye.